Happy Wednesday, everyone, and welcome into this community update. Being that it is Wednesday, we are joined by the Truck Tech host, Alan Adler. That's going to include the show, podcast, and the newsletter. Alan, thank you for joining us.
Good to be here, Isaiah. Nice to see you, man.
Good to see you as well. And we are just a little bit short of a week into the baseball season. Can you kind of give me some of your initial thoughts, maybe on the Cleveland Guardians, your team, maybe my team, the Atlanta Braves? What are you thinking right now?
I cannot believe how talented the Atlanta Braves are. I mean, what an outfit. I mean, it's just amazing. We had our fantasy draft a week ago, and actually the CBS bot said that I had an A-minus draft, which I was impressed with because I picked eighth. And, got some nice players. Did not end up with any Braves, as it turns out, because either they disappear, like Austin Ryder went right ahead of my pick, which is unfortunate. Mm-hmm. I would have taken him. It'll be an interesting season. I think you've got some a growing number of haves and have-nots. But boy, I'll tell you, look at Baltimore, you look at Texas, Atlanta, Dodgers. I mean, what an amazing group of really strong teams.
Yeah, this season is going to be a lot of fun. I'm really excited that baseball is back because, football's over, basketball's starting to enter their postseason, so they're going to be wrapping up soon. So glad to have baseball here to get us through the summer months. Alan, let's go ahead and get into the meat and potatoes of this community's update. Give us a little bit of a preview of your show that's going to be coming up later today. You were in a pretty interesting location for this week's episode.
What? It was old home week for me, Isaiah, because I used to work there, actually, in the fuel cell area at General Motors. Left there probably 7 years ago. And Charlie Freese, he's our guest tomorrow. Excuse me, our guest today on the show is somebody I'm very familiar with. I supported him twice during my GM career. And he has been around both diesel and fuel cells for a really long time. He started out at the old Detroit Diesel, which is now known as Detroit. It's part of Daimler Truck. But Charlie's been at GM for a long time. He's been overseeing the fuel cell space for quite a few years. And now the reason we went to visit, one is it's a very cool lab, and we got an opportunity to spend some time in there, have Charlie take us through what's going on and what they're working on. But they've also made a number of announcements at GM that really affect the commercial trucking space. The deals that they've made with Autocar, which makes a lot of really heavy, kind of severe service vehicles, trash trucks and things like that. Fuel cell work with them, with Komatsu, the big off-road, off-highway construction equipment. And then more recently, through the Super Truck 3 program that the Department of Energy co-funds, they're working on utility trucks to run on fuel cells. So plenty of reason to go visit GM, and it was really a neat opportunity to be in there. So I think the show today ought to be a lot of fun for people if you can watch it visually. I'm not sure how well it's going to translate to audio, but go ahead and give it a listen if you want to go that route. But real happy with the show. Should be a good one today.
If you want to check out that show, make sure that you can do that on all of our social media pages tomorrow at 3 p.m. or today at 3 p.m., excuse me, and also it will be on freightwaves.com on our little sidebar. Alan, I want to switch things over to the newsletter, and there's more drama right now surrounding Nikola. We know that Trevor Milton was recently sentenced to 4 years in prison for fraud, and now there's another lawsuit against him. Can you give us the latest on that situation?
Yeah, he's not going away quietly, is he? Obviously, he's appealing his sentence, and so, no surrender dates there. Nikola has gotten quite aggressive now with Milton. They filed for a temporary restraining order stopping Milton from moving the shares that he has in the company to other places because he has kind of stiffed them on paying a $167 million arbitration agreement settlement that the company won against him last year. Now the company says he's been moving his stock and giving it out to different people and things like that. So there's no way for him to pay them. So they sought and failed to get a temporary restraining order, but there is discovery actually later today that Trevor Milton's people have been ordered to provide, like why 37 million shares got moved in a 2-week period in February. So there's that. And then in an 8K that was just filed yesterday, Nikola is saying that they sold a couple of sort of Milton's pet projects. One was called the Badger, a pickup truck, which never really existed, by the way. There were a couple of prototypes, but there was never really a truck. But that was going to be something they were going to do at General Motors at one time a few years ago. and it never came to pass. And it basically sort of a phantom, really. But the IP that there is for that got sold. Nicholas sold it to a group of people. And the part of the deal was you won't work with Charlie Milton. You won't let him back in. And Nicholas is now saying that, you know, they're going to have to sue to stop that because, at least from a social media perspective, there's all kinds of tie-ups between this group and Milton, including Milton nominating five of them for the board of directors in June. And Nicholas even goes so far as to allege in the other lawsuit that, maybe they're being paid off with stock to they're paying certain shareholders to vote in favor of this slate of candidates. So it's really a soap opera, and it has been for a long time. On the positive side of Nicola, though, we are seeing now the first returns of the recalled vehicles from last year. These were 209 battery electric trucks that they recalled because of battery fires. They've got some of these going back to customers now, and they're on track to have that done by either the end of the next quarter, second quarter, or the beginning of the third quarter. Still don't know who's provided the batteries for these trucks. We should find that out sometime in May when they do their first quarter earnings. But so there is some positive news. The stock has actually been doing very well. I mean, if you count going back over a dollar, doing well, that's what it's done, and could be part of a short squeeze again. That's what happened last year. Got bid way up, and then a lot of short positions had to cover their stakes, and then the stock fell back down in value. It is really a distressed stock, though, in terms of anything to invest in right now.
Alan, I want to move over to Daimler. Their Rizon trucks are now out in California. Can you kind of give us the latest on those? And being that Rizon trucks are now a part of Daimler trucks, does that make them the immediate segment in the industry? And do you think anybody can really catch up to them in the class 4-5 space?
Well, there's really only one that could. They are the only player right now. These are trucks that are being imported from Japan, class four and five chassis cabs are mostly being turned into box trucks, but you can do a lot of things with them. They are being sold through Velocity EV, which is a sort of a spin out of Velocity Truck Centers, which is one of the largest truck sellers in the country and tied in very closely with Daimler. I had an opportunity to talk to Alex Votes, who is the general manager, about what the prospects for the Rizon are. He sees low thousands of vehicles, in the coming years. The only real competitor in this particular space would be Isuzu. They do not have their electric version of their Class 4 and 5 truck out yet, but they are working with Cummins to get there. That might come yet this year. But for right now, Daimler now has sort of got the waterfront covered in terms of electric trucks, not down at the very low end, not the light vehicle end, but really from class four and then, 4 and 5 and then class 6, they've got with the EM2. And then, of course, class 8 is the eCascadia. So they really have a pretty broad stripe of electric trucks out there. And have got the market covered pretty well. They, of course, are the market leader in all truck sales, and so having all of these in position is a pretty good place to be. Even though we've seen a slowdown in the take rate for electric trucks, in part because the advanced clean fleet rule in California has been delayed for commercial truckers, that municipalities still have to meet that percentage of certain of vehicles being electric. That legislation or that regulation is not going away. It's just delayed right now. But I think Daimler's going to be in pretty good position to meet a lot of that early demand.
Alan, it's a pleasure as always to have you on. If people want to tune in to the podcast, the show, or the newsletter, how can they do that?
Okay, 3 o'clock Eastern today, the show will with GM and the out of Pontiac, Michigan, will stream at 3 p.m. today, and then it'll live up on YouTube. The FreightWaves channel under shows and then Truck Tech. There's a playlist there. It'll join the playlist. And then the newsletter will post and be emailed for those who subscribe at 11 o'clock Eastern on Friday. And that's a good thing. You certainly can join our subscriber list by going to freightwaves.com and going under newsletters and then opting in there. And then, of course, it does appear on the website around the same time as it's emailed.
Alan, before I let you go, there's one question I want to ask you. We got the men's and women's Final Fours coming up and the championship games coming up this weekend. Who do you think are going to come out on top from both the men's and the women's side?
You know, I'm going to start with the women's, Isaiah. I was so impressed. Which, what did Caitlin Clark get? What, is it 41 points last night?
Yeah, 41 points.
She's astounding. She is astounding. She is. And I know Connecticut has sort of the dibs on winning this tournament because that's what they do. But goodness, I mean, Iowa would certainly, yeah, you could ride one person to a championship, and there she is. I don't know enough about the men's. I guess, you know, a lot of chalk rackets this year, except for North Carolina State. You know, what's that, 11 seed? Is that right?
Yeah,
that would be kind of fun.
An 11 seed.
I'm old
Can you really
to
consider
remember
them
Jim
a
Delvano,
Cinderella with them being so low, though?
What's that?
Can you consider them a Cinderella being an 11 seed, even though they're from a Power 5 conference?
No, you can't. But here's the thing. I'm old enough to remember Jimmy Valvano and the team that, yeah, I think they beat Phi Sigma Jamma. I can't remember, 83?
Yeah, 1983.
I can't remember what year it was. Yeah.
1983. And then they had won one previously in 74, I believe.
Is that right? Okay. Yeah. I'm just not, you know, I didn't even do a bracket this year because I was focused on baseball. But honestly, you know, NC State, that would be kind of fun to win it, to see that.
It would be a lot of fun to see a team that's ranked or has such a low seeding become a champion. But Alan, I agree with that one. Thank you so much again for joining us today.
All right, great. Good. Yeah, have a great week.
You too.